1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Tell me that again about that kid last night. Now, this is, we're talking with Bob Green, who's a top music producer. And you say that Kelly Clarkson didn't pay any dues to get where she is, so she's going to have to?
Yeah, Phil, let me explain. I'm one of the top music producers in Hollywood. This kid that won on American Idol last night didn't have to pay regular dues. She got on a TV show and she won a contest. But don't be fooled. She will have to pay some dues. And what we call in the business is provide a gratuity. And, you know, you asked me to come on a program and you asked me to tell the truth, so I'll tell the truth. I don't know if you can handle it or not.
Go ahead.
It may be sexual in nature. I don't know, and I can tell you on some level, nothing gets the green light in this town without me. And when it comes across my desk, I will expect her to accompany me to a function, go to my beach house or something else.
And you say that with complete and utter, without fear.
Phil, this is the way the music business operates in Hollywood. Nobody gets a record deal without paying some kind of dues. Now, I have produced Sugar Ray, I've produced Nine Inch Nails.
I know, I've seen your Great White, No Doubt. And a few others.
That's right. And I'll tell you something. The new American Idol, this kid, Kelly Clarkson, what she's up against is the fact that she's going to have to pay some dues, if not to me, to somebody else. But because I operate in a pivotal position as a record producer in Hollywood, somebody's going to have to send this contract over my desk. And I can tell you right now, she never played a roadhouse. She's never had to pay her dues in a bar. I'm going to expect a little something, and you asked me to be honest.
You're going to expect a little something.
Absolutely, yes, sir. And let me tell you what else. American Idol may say she's getting a record contract. Nobody asked me about it. Nobody's talked to me about it.
So if they don't talk to you about it, then...
Well, at some point, they're going to have to talk to me about it. They come out and they say, oh, yeah, you just got a record deal. Oh, yeah, you got a single. Oh, really? Guess what? Nobody's talked to me about it. She wants a record deal. She wants a single. I'm going to expect some pleasuring on a level that I think will be respectful.
Well, you come right out and say it, don't you?
Look, Phil, you know, with all due respect, you've been in the broadcast business. You were a disc jockey for 15 years. I'm a little surprised that you don't know what goes on.
No, you come right out and say that artists that don't pay dues are expected to provide sexual favors for some of the larger producers.
No, but you see, here it is. This is...
No, isn't that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is this. You act surprised, and that's what offends me. You know this has been going on. How long have you been in the radio business?
Since 1973.
And you didn't know?
Sir, I did not know that young artists like this Kelly Clarkson from American Idol will be expected to put out sexually.
Well, welcome to the world, and, you know... Well, you act as if you're a deer caught in the headlights. This is common knowledge throughout the entire recording business. Ask anybody in the recording business, and they'll tell you. If a kid doesn't pay her dues, if he doesn't pay his dues, the same thing would have happened to that, the mulatto. What's his name?
The mulatto. His name is...
Well, forgive me. What is his name?
His name is Justin Guarani. He is half Italian, half black.
All right, he would have been expected to, It's unfortunate, Phil, and I'm not saying...
To you?
What?
Would you have expected something sexual from him?
I guess if I say yes, then that makes me a bad guy, right?
You know, I'm going to tell you something, Bob, but...
Again, this deer caught the headlights routine...
I, honest to God, I was a disc jockey for 15 years. I didn't know that artists had to provide sexual favors to...
I didn't say all artists, did I?
Well, but you're talking specifically about artists... that have never had to pay any dues.
That is right. And every last one of those kids on that American Idol show haven't had to pay due one. Unless you call being dropped off at the mall for the American Idol auditions dues paying. Hey, Bob, I need a ride to the mall so I can sing in front of that Limey and the fat black whatever her name is.
Paula Abdul.
Right. I don't call that dues paying. What I'm saying to you, Phil, you asked honesty, and I'm giving you honesty.
I did ask you to be honest, but...
That's how it works in America. And there's not one of your listeners out there that doesn't realize that if you want something bad enough, if you want to climb the mountain, if you want to get to the top, and someone says to you, okay, you want that job? You want that recording contract? You want to be the president of this company? You may be asked to do something sexual. Does that make you bad for doing it?
I think so.
Easy for you to judge, isn't it? Have you ever done anything sexual for your where you are?
No, sir, I have not.
So you're not married?
Yes, I am married.
All right, then you've done something sexual.
That's got nothing to do with my job.
I thought you met her on the job.
I met my wife on the job, yeah.
Well, everything is connected in this world. The kid from American Idol last night, she thinks she's got nothing but a big Cinderella ride in front of her. Yeah. Let me tell you what. Home Depot's got a special on knee pads, and...
Well, I don't think that this is fair.
No, I'm telling you, Home Depot has a special on knee pads.
I don't think it's fair to characterize that for this girl from last night's show, that's exactly how it's going to be.
That's how it's done. I am one of the most powerful producers in Hollywood. And if I say to you, this kid has got to put out in a sweet and marvelous manner, I mean it.
All right, well, we're getting news here from Bob Green. He's a major music producer here in Hollywood. And our number is 1-800-449-8686. Basically, he's saying that there isn't one music act in this country that, if they haven't paid any dues, hasn't had to put out sexually for some producer, and he predicts that's what's going to happen to this Kelly Clarkson.
Phil, there's an old saying, if you want to be on D's, you got to get on your knees. What that means is, the Rick D's show is a very big show.
I'm familiar with the show.
All right, he plays all the hits. If you want to be on the D's show, you got to get on your knees. This is an unfortunate, but nonetheless, real aspect of the music business.
Can I ask you a question? As you said, and our number, by the way, is, again, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're a very powerful producer. I heard the names of the acts that you have produced. Who are other artists that had to do this that didn't pay heavy dues?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I would imagine that, for instance, Debbie Boone, Tiffany, Britney Spears, Jessica Simpson, none of those kids ever really had to pay the big-time dues that, for instance, say, Paula Abdul had to, well, I don't know about her, but let's say Pink. Pink had to pay some serious dues. But Debbie Boone, I wouldn't be surprised. Little Bow Wow, same thing.
Little Bow Wow.
That's right. That's right. I'm sure that kid's head was up and down in a limousine. I mean, I don't know for sure, but...
You don't know for sure, but you just think you're going to throw around all of these names and say... You know, there are a lot of heavy guys in the business. David Geffen.
Oh, don't get me started on that slob.
All right, well, hold on. If you got some problem with David Geffen, David Foster, who I, by the way, saw recently. He's a marvelous man.
He's a slob, too. These guys come off like they're prim and proper and pristine. They're all slobs.
Are you saying that these guys engage in this kind of activity?
I don't want to make a comment.
Well, by your silence, I think that's basically what you're saying.
Let me ask you this. Tommy Mottola and Mariah Carey, so she never had to put out. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Ploy.
I'm not saying that she didn't, but she was married to the man.
Oh, I see. So every intimate moment between Tommy Mottola and Mariah Carey was when they were married. Okay, Phil. Say, why don't we sit down and read a story about the Sugar Plum Fairies now, as long as we're...
Okay. If you want to make fun of me. Well, there you go. That's Bob Green. He is a producer. He says that that nobody in America gets anywhere without providing some sexual favor. Now, you know, I think it's bullcrap, but he is talking specifically about the music business, and he's saying that this girl who won the American Idol last night, she's going to have to put out sexually in order to get this CD done. Yes, sir?
Celine Dion. Who'd she marry?
Her producer.
There you go. So, American Idol can tell Kelly Clarkson, you're going to have a record on the Rick D's show. Yeah, bull crap. Somebody is going to get serviced.
I think it's cruel and brutal and absolutely almost slanderous to say that that girl, who everybody likes and thought she did a tremendous job, is going to have to sink to some despicable level in Hollywood in order to get a record deal. Robert Green, record producer, on to talk about the dues that you really got to pay in Hollywood. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking with Robert Green, record producer, about American Idol and what it takes to become a star in Hollywood. And you have said point blank that most young stars who make it in Hollywood as recording artists have had to provide some sexual service for a producer, and you very proudly point to yourself as someone who gladly accepts those services. Isn't that right?
Well, I noticed the way you put it. It makes me sound like some kind of a bad guy, Mr. Hendry.
Well, I think I, as you know, I've been a little incredulous listening to you because I don't think anybody could be that immoral.
Oh, you're calling me immoral?
Yes.
Is it any more immoral than you pretending like you really care about 9/11 when you probably go home and laugh about the World Trade Towers being destroyed?
Sir, I can assure you I've never gone home and laughed about that.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so in other words, you think I have?
Well, in other words, we have to take your word for it. All right? You say you're moral, you say I'm immoral. Let's say that I am immoral. Let's say for a moment that I'm immoral by recognizing young recording artists like Kelly Clarkson on American Idol last night would gladly perform a sexual service in order to get a recording contract.
Which, of course, we don't know if that's true. That's your opinion.
But let's just say that that makes me immoral. I am not a very good-looking man. Okay, Mr. Hendry? I'm very heavy. I am about 47 years of age. I'm not particularly attractive in any way, shape, or form. And yet, since I have been in the recording business, I get more beautiful women. My hands sweat. I have upper lip sweat. I mean, I am disgusting to be around.
I get the picture.
And yet, I have, per capita, pound for pound, some of the finest looking tail coming through my office on any given day. See, I don't see why you...
And that is supposed to mean what?
That's how bad everybody wants to be in the recording business. I don't know why you have so much pity for these singers. If the singer won't get on her knees, then 9 times out of 10, one of the parents will take care of business for her. Because a lot of...
You're telling me that the parents will do this, too.
Phil, believe me, and your audience can back me up on this. That's how bad people want to be in show business. That's how bad...
Well, you know, not everybody wants to be in show business.
Everybody wants to be in show business, but everybody realizes they can't be in show business. That's the difference. But the people listening to you right now, they would gladly go to bed with me if I could give them a recording contract. Your son or your daughter would jump at the chance to kneel on my imported Greek rug just so...
Boy, you got a really high opinion of people, don't you?
Mr. Henry, it's my practical experience.
You got a really high opinion of people, don't you, though?
It is my practical experience.
That every single person wants to be in the recording business so bad they'd kneel on your Greek rug.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, as sad as it sounds. And I am, again, not a very good-looking man. I am fat, I am ugly, but pound for pound, per capita, on a scale of, let's say, on a median scale, I got more fine tail coming through this.
Yes, I understand. Your office every single day.
And I'll tell you, I've had to close my eyes on many an occasion when Ma Parker wants her daughter to have a hit. And all of these...
Whatever that means. Our number is 1-800-449-8686 as we talk here to Robert Green, who has made some pretty disgusting and outrageous claims on our program that most people want to be in show business and would... You're basically saying they'd do anything to get into show business.
You bet. And I mean, I'm talking about actors young and old, recording artists young and old, people who want to juggle. Look, I make Clinton's blue dress... you know, I'll tell you something right now. I've made 100 blue dresses in my day. Hundreds and hundreds of blue dresses. Office staff, parking lot attendants, people that work in restaurants. Wherever there are people, there is somebody who wants to be in show business, and I'm there ready to accept favors. And I'll tell you, I've had it from midgets, I've had it...
Oh, man.
It's true.
Midgets.
Yeah. Oh, well. You're too good for a midget, huh?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you sound like a guy. In other words, you've never said no to anything.
No, I have not. When you look as frightening as I do, and you've got the power that I have, so that's why I'm saying.
Let me ask you a question. If there was a father right now listening to this broadcast who had a young daughter who wanted to be a singer, and she was going to come into your office, what would you say to that father?
You really want to know?
Yes.
I'd say thank you.
You'd say thank you?
Yeah, I'd say thank you. Because,
And if that guy wanted to come to your office and smack you around...
Well, let's not go there. I've got security. I've got some of the finest bodyguards in the business. Now, there's no father out there that can do anything about it.
If my daughter came to you and wanted to be in show business and you said, okay, baby, there's the Greek rug, I think I'd find you and I think I'd beat the living crap out of you.
Look, I don't think Daddy doesn't know what's going on when he drops off his daughter at my office. He knows. All he wants to do is cash the check. I gotta tell you something. I have got a sex organ that looks like a raisin at the end of a hot day. It is not pleasant. And yet...
Oh, man.
And yet, some of the finest looking women in town have been through my office.
We're talking with Robert Greene, who is basically giving us the lowdown on the recording business in Hollywood, and I want to vomit. I want to vomit.
So you want to vomit when you hear Kelly Clarkson sing?
No, I do not want to vomit when I hear her sing. I think she sings very nice.
All right, well, that's the price. You get to hear her beautiful singing, okay, but the price is the Greek rug. Her on the Greek rug.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686, and you have produced some of the bigger groups. You mentioned some of the bands that have been involved in recording. Most of these are guys, and I don't even want to know what you did with them. I don't even want to know what you did with Mark McGrath.
Well, I
don't want to know.
Look, if you get to hear this chick sing, I get to hear her gag, and so...
Yeah. God! God!
It's true. What's the matter? Don't you have any phone calls?
I don't have any people who want to talk to a piece of crap like you.
A piece of crap.
That's right. Somebody who would use and then toss away someone just because they want a recording contract?
Look, everybody wants to be in movies.
Yeah, I know. Everybody wants to be in movies and everybody wants to be a recording star, and you'll just use them up and then throw them away. Just like a piece of filthy tissue paper. Isn't that right?
That's right.
So I haven't said anything here that you disagree with?
No, not really.